So, you cut potatoes in there? I'm sorry, I was looking at the
Yeah,
thing.
cut potatoes to plant
Oh.
in the field.
So, you cut up the seed.
Cut up the seed.
Had to have an eye.
Each little section had to have an eye. So you'd slice the potato down this way and this way and this way. And you dipped them in some stuff, and when you had enough ready to go plant, you planted, and you just kept cutting and cut. If you have 50 acres of potatoes, that's a lot of potatoes to cut on that paring knife. You'd sit there and fall.
So he had potato. You had potatoes, or I just remember the dairy.
Yeah. When he raised potatoes, when we were done, he run the Jensen farm, which is 4 miles out. Raised potatoes there. Not too many years because it didn't do good in the sand. But we cut potatoes. But then when he went to work for the school, he kind of eliminated renting a farm, just kept his farm
Just did the dairy.
and had that and, hay.
So I remember feeding the calves with those buckets with
With the nipple on it.
So was that part of your chores, or who did that?
Well, Kenneth couldn't do it. He was allergic.
Allergic to what?
The chickens and the stuff. No, he was allergic to chicken feathers and around the cows.
The cows too, he was allergic to that. So you had to.
So I'd.
What about Dean and Erwin
Well,
then?
they were off to college.
Oh, okay. So this, how old were
This
you then?
Dean's 6 years older than I am.
So this is when you're a teenage girl.
Well, I started milking the cows when I never ever did milk like this. Always had the milker. But when I was in sixth grade, Dad went to work at the Grimm's feed store. And he went to work, and that's when you work your 10 hours a day.
At the school?
No,
What?
a feed store before I went to work at the
Oh,
school.
he worked at the feed store for 10 hours.
Yeah, he was in there 7 to 6. So he'd have to get up and milk his cows and everything and be to work by 7.
I think he was still working there when we met.
He
At the
was.
feed store?
I remember him going there.
Then have to come home and milk, huh?
And then he'd have to come home and milk. But so I'd start the milking for him. Go get the cows and bring them in and put them in that lovely barn. Shovel the manure.
That lovely barn. I thought it was a cool barn.
This is an old.
Oh, but in the winter, was it
You're
cold?
talking about the cinder block one or the other one?
The other one, the old wood barn.
Oh, okay. I barely remember that.
Yeah, it was just slats that were divided and
Had lots of
everything.
gaps
You'd
in
take
it.
the cows in there, and then they'd always poop on the way in, and then you'd have to shovel that up, and it was cold. And the cows, they'd go in the stanchion. And then you had to go in and lock this stanchion thing at where their head was. You had to put the feed in there first so they'd
So
go
they
in
put their
there,
heads down and then.
put their heads down, and you'd lock it. Well, I was only this high, and the cows were this high. You'd go in there, you'd get in between those two cows, and then they'd take a step in.
And smash it.
Yeah, then you had to get out. Push them over. Apart and get out.
They never kicked or anything, though, did they?
No, they weren't. No,
No.
it was just switch you
I
with your
remember,
tank.
your dad only had one or two cows that were kind of ornery,
Yeah.
that you really had to hobble them.
And then get rid of those, probably, huh?
No, he still had them when I was there. I remember doing them when I was going together when we got married. I was doing the go out and do milking.
Milking for him.
And I remember. It was one of those that you really had to be careful with, so she'd let you have it.
And you'd always try to grab their tail and hook it in the hobbles. Because, it was wet and sloppy and
This.
itch in the face. Shovel that all out. And then I'd start the milking.
So I just remember the other barn. So in that one, there was there just a line of stanchions, and
they were up above, and
yeah, there was on both sides.
And the cows walked in, and you were down in this aisle here.
Kind of like the newer barn was.
Yeah.
All you had to do is stand right here.
Stand there and put the.
But that wasn't
milk
the way
on.
The old barn was. And I'd get it started. I was small enough that I couldn't lift the milker and dump it.
Oh, on the milk can?
Mm-hmm. To dump it in and strain it. I couldn't lift that milker when it got full.
In the new barn, it went into a hose and went down.
Yeah, yeah.
In the old barn, it was in a bucket. Pick it up. That's a pretty good sized bucket.
So the milker went into a bucket, mm-hmm. and then you had to take that bucket and pour it into the where it was strained into a milk can.
Uh-huh. And I couldn't lift that, so I'd get two of them filled by the time he got home from work. And as soon as he came home, I skedaddled to the house and got warm. But you stop and think how hard he'd worked all day. It helped to have six cows milked.
Mm-hmm.
Brought in and all taken care of, and that's what I did. And Mother never learned to use the milker, so or drive the tractor. She was smart.
So that's what you do in the evening. In the morning, would you help him milk in the morning or
no?
No,
I just feed.
Get
the chickens and get the beef fed. And
is that when you did the little calves too with the milk
and? Get that taken care of and skedaddle in and eat and get on the bus. I think now, what did you smell like? You're going to school.
Were your cows?
Because you didn't shower.
You
know what? Every other one of the kids smelled the same, though.
Yeah, it was all the same.
The teacher had the problem.
So out there going in the chicken coop and.
But Bonnie and Patty didn't have to do that.
Those are your friends?
Well, I bet every one of the boys did, though.
Yeah. The boys did.
Well, how often? So you didn't shower before you went because you didn't have a shower?
No, we didn't have a shower.
So how often did you bathe then?
Well, once we got in the new house, we could bathe any time. Mm. And we moved in when I was 10, 12. I'll have to look that up. 12, I think. But other than that, you had the old galvanized tub.
Mm-hmm.
And once a week, bath. And I was first because I was a girl.
So you'd heat up the water and pour it in? And
because the water was heated in the reservoir on the coal wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd put it in there. We had a couple of big things that we put on the stove to heat water.
No matter how you slice it, that was a lot of work in those days.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have quite that bad of a situation. I had to go out and cut the kindling every night, though, for the stove to be started the next morning to get the coal.
So you said the new house, that's the brick one that I know of, right?
Mm-hmm. So had a furnace.
Had a furnace. So what was the old one? Just a wood stove or something?
Wood stove. He had two wood stoves, one in the kitchen and one kind of in the living room.
It didn't have a dirt floor or anything.
No, it didn't have a dirt floor.
Not that old, huh?
It didn't have a dirt floor.
That was a generation before.
See, it didn't have running water.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. You went to the outhouse and brought your water in a bucket.
From the well?
Mm-hmm. And had an outhouse, and you didn't have running water.
So it was a big move up to the...
Move up. You don't think about it at the time, but could you imagine how happy Mom and Dad were to move into a house?
Mother with running water and sinks and...
Toilets
and everything. Oh, you bet.
You know, from what they had all their life... And then was able to build that house and build it out of cinder block, and they did all that work and build it themselves. And you just think how they must have enjoyed coming in and having it warm, and they didn't have to build a fire. And
You must have liked it not having to go out to the outhouse.
No, you didn't have to go out to the outhouse.
The first house my mom and dad had, we had to go to an outhouse. Hmm. And when we moved into the house by the alley...
So this is downtown, in the downtown?
In Blackfoot, yeah.
Right in town, you had the outhouse there, huh?
You know where Mom and Dad's old house was, the brick house. We lived a block down and then a half of the next block, just straight south or straight east of it. Well, we had a two-bedroom house with a basement, outhouse. I was small enough I can remember the outhouse, or old enough. But when we moved to the house by the alley, we had a toilet, but we didn't have shower. And I remember getting in the metal tub.
Yeah,
and
well.
We did have a coal stove.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they had an ice box. I had to go get the ice from the ice place downtown, bring the chunk of ice home for it. And then we had one up on her folks. We had an oil stove in the living room.
Oh, wow.
So did you have to, you have to get ice and stuff too?
Or no, I never remember an ice box. We had this old fridge, even in
it was
the
electric,
log cabin house.
Electric fridge?
Electric fridge, uh-huh.
I don't know why Mom and Dad picked up a fridge. Had to be some time during that period of time I was living in that house. But when we first moved in, it was an ice box.
And I know we had it when I was three, because when I had my ears pierced, Mom and Dad pierced one and it hurt, so I wasn't going to do the other one. And they reached in the fridge and got a black walnut candy bar out. And if I would let them pierce the other ear, then I could have that candy bar. So we had the fridge when I was three.
A black walnut candy bar?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that when you were three?
Mm-hmm. I can remember that. I was going on four. Huh? It was a black walnut candy bar. And now it's traumatic. Get your ears pierced with a needle.
Didn't have the guns, huh?
No, just poked it with a needle. Put your earrings in. Hmm. But I wanted pierced ears, so I got them.
I still remember going downtown. You know where the Colonial Inn is there?
Excuse me, would you hand me my blanket?
Oh. Where the Colonial Inn, I don't know if you know where that's at.
No.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of us, where the old ice house was. And you'd go to the ice house, and they had a pit with straw and ice in it. And you would get a thing, and he would pull a thing out and put it in your car for your truck, whatever you had. Car.
It's a big tongs.
Yeah, big tongs.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. You've seen the ones that do hay?
Well, the hook. Type yeah. Things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they would hook in it. Pick it up. They had a winch for it. Pick them up. It was quite deep. So they had to take that ice in there sometime during the year and cut it and put it there. I imagine they got from the river or someplace. I don't know where.
It had to be off the river. Where else would they get it?
Lake or something. You know, I don't know how far they'd transport it. They couldn't transport it too far because they didn't have the equipment. And we used to get milk delivered to our house. And that was good because cream was always on top.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep.
Because it wasn't pasteurized. Was it pasteurized with raw milk?
I'm sure it probably pasteurized as time went on, but pasteurized wouldn't separate like that, would it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, homogenized.
Homogenized wouldn't, but pasteurized.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, homogenizes where they blend it up.
Dairy there.
Yeah, we used chemic, I'm sure.
And the dairy's always delivered in town.
And we get two bottles of milk. I don't know if I get them once a week or whatever. But I can still remember in the winter, the freezing and paper cap on top. And it would push the top off and you'd have ice sticking out.
You'd have some up above the bottle with the cap on top of it.
Yeah. Unless you got it quick enough. Might even come that way. I don't know. Good. Chemic dairy milk for a long time. Did we ever get it there?
We didn't.
Remember?
We didn't.
Oh, we didn't. We got from your mother and dad. We got The 5 gallon. 5 gallon?
No, we didn't get 5 gallons.
2 gallon jugs?
Two gallon jugs.
I remember gallon jugs we'd get them in.
I remember that. When we lived out in Blackfoot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the glass. Mm-hmm. Glass.
Yeah.
Why do I remember Kenneth riding the bike with those or something to... Mm-hmm. I don't remember. So...
Taking them somewhere?
Well, so your dad then... where did he do the hay then? Because...
The hay?
Yeah.
Jensen's.
Did he do his own? Did he have his own out there?
I'm sorry.
Was it Jensen's down around the corner from Belknap's?
Yeah.
He had 40 acres or 80 acres or whatever he'd done down there in sand?
Oh, that was 100 and some acres.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. So when you were little, did you have to help with that?
The hay?
Yeah.
She was a dairy driver.
Yeah, I was. You had to mow it, and Dean was the mower.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had to side rake it and put it into windrows,
mm-hmm.
fold three over. And I was the windrow rake, the side rake, and then Dad come along with a dump rake. And you would scoop it up and then push your foot down and raise up those big tongs, and it would leave a little pile of hay. And you'd go along and scoop it up.
And put it on the wagon?
And... So that made the little piles of hay all along, and then you'd come along with your wagon and pitch those little piles of hay up.
By hand?
Mm-hmm. And you had, Dean was the stomper, because somebody had to stomp the hay down on the wagon. And then you'd have two men pitching the hay on, and then you'd have the horses driving.
So who'd drive?
The guy on top.
Mm-hmm.
And it stomped the hay down.
Wrap the reins around the thing and the horses would go.
Mm-hmm. The horses pretty well.
Get up.
Oh, okay. They're
pretty good at that.
And then they'd bring him in and into the derrick. And then I drove the derrick tractor.
So what does that mean? I'm not sure.
Well, you had this derrick. You'd come in with your hay.
On the wagon, yeah.
In the wagon. And Dad was always the stacker. And that's an art to be able to stack a big haystack.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't fall over or lean or whatever. You have to put them in. The Jackson fork is like this. And you take that Jackson fork down into the wagon, open it up, this thing, and shoot it down and close it. And then my job was to back the tractor up and pull this Jackson fork up. And they'd swing it over, and Dad would put it where he wanted it. And
so he'd swing it by hand?
Uh-huh. Had to just push it. But see, the derrick pole went easy. I mean, it was work, but it wasn't.
It would move. Hard. It would turn. It would turn.
It would swing really easy. And then you'd get it where you wanted, and then the man down on the wagon would trip it, would pull her open, the Jackson forks would open up, and the hay would fall down. Then he would pull it over, and I would drive the tractor back down, so, right where he wanted it.
So you drive forward maybe to lower it, and then back up to pull it up?
Mm-hmm. All day long. And Dad, we always laugh, because he'd like it placed right where he wanted it, and he'd go up and for down. And so you had to pay attention to, and it was from 8 until 6, sitting out there on the tractor with your foot on the clutch. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, it was just that little podunky little tractor, but to me it was big, you know, when you're 7 and 8 years old.
So you do this when you're 7 and 8?
Mm-hmm. All day long. But I didn't have to do dishes. When I worked in the hay, I didn't have to do dishes.
So you thought that was good?
Yeah.
An outside girl.
Mom didn't have me. But see then, and when you hayed, you did it with your neighbors. So you had 3 or 4 wagons and people to help
you. Oh, you did it all together?
Yeah, I do it all together. Siemens and Merrill's and Mom's and us. And so it would, and then you'd move to the next farm.
Her dad would be the stacker on all of them.
Oh, really?
He was the stacker on all of them. And I was the derrick driver for all of them. And George Bethel paid me a silver dollar a day to work for him. And that was big money. He paid me in silver dollars, a dollar a day to drive derrick. But see, then the women, they had to cook the dinner for the hay crew.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mom would get up and kill her chickens and clean them and pick the peas and dig the potatoes and bake the pie and bake the rolls. The women worked hard, but the women would come. Cora Bethel would always come down.
People today can't even imagine what it was like back then.
So I mean, that's fascinating. That fascinates me. So you'd have to every day she'd kill the chickens and
do the once in a while they'd have a roast, but mostly chicken. And of course, it was in the summer. If you had peas and potatoes.
So they didn't have a freezer at home. You had to go to Hopkins Cold Storage to get your meat
in town.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, okay. So they had. Stored there, so
lock her in there, and you'd go in.
So would all the women get together then for the carous?
Yeah, like three of the women would come, and one of them bake pies at home and bring them in. Because you had a big meal, and you had an hour off, but it was a big meal.
During the middle of the day, or is this
right at noon, and then about 3 o'clock they'd bring out cake or an ice water and or pie and. Just for kind of a break, because you work till 6 o'clock again. And yeah, it was a lot of work. The women worked hard.
Because then their laundry, what did they do? How did they do the laundry?
Well...
Or did you have to do that? What did you do?
We had a wringer washer. And it's where you have to fill it up with water, the big wash tub.
Mm-hmm.
And you wash it, and then you had some tubs to rinse it in. And you take it out and hang it on the clothesline.
So you do that once a week or something?
Mm-hmm. And Mother had a wash house above the pump house. And that's where... And Dad and had a stove in there for water.
There because the water was available?
Yeah, because we had the water there in the new house. Remember the spider water?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they get the water for the... Somebody here?
No, I thought so, but maybe it's up here.
And so she could have a place down there for her water and wash, but not...
So you didn't have to haul the water?
No, she didn't have to haul the water. They had a hose that could fill it up. And then they eventually moved it down into the barn when he built the barn. I was pregnant with Barb when he built the barn. Then put the washer down there.
So do the clothes down there and then bring them back to the clothesline up,
and bring them up
by the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was work carrying those
tubs of
things, of baskets wet. Of wet clothes, hang them up, and in the winter, of course, they would freeze dry.
So you'd still in the winter, you'd hang them up out on the line?
Mm-hmm. And then Mother put some few lines down in the basement. The basement wasn't finished. She could hang things down there.
So you just hang them out, let them freeze, and then whack them or something? Or?
Yeah, and bring them in, and they'd be more dry, and then you'd have to lay them around in the basement to finish drying. And then, after they dried, you'd take them upstairs, put them on the table, and you had a pop bottle with a sprinkle head on it.
Like a Coke bottle or something?
Uh-huh. And you'd sprinkle your clothes, roll them up.
When you say sprinkle, put water in it and sprinkle the water from the pop bottle?
Uh-huh. And it had this little sprinkle top on it, and you'd sprinkle your clothes
that size.
And roll them up and put them in the clothes basket, and they'd set overnight. That's why you ironed on Tuesday, because you washed on Monday. And they'd be damp, and so you could iron them.
Oh, so you've got to steam iron them, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, so when you were little then, did you have electric iron or did you have to heat it
up?
Yeah, we had
an electric iron. In the old house, we didn't. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember. There's a flat iron down there. Down underneath that table.
Uh-huh.
It was Dick's Grandma Bear's, where you'd set it on there. And
heat it up and then use it.
Heat it up and then iron. And
you have electric.
Mm-hmm. But in the old house, we had electricity, too.
So you had electric iron?
Yeah. I can never remember.
Well, because you had a fridge there, you said, too.
I can never remember not having.
You never went to Firth, did you? My grandma's
no.
House. It was in Idle Falls.
Right? They were in Idle Falls when I was little, yeah.
They lived in a basement house with a pitched roof over the top of it. And they had water there, but it's an outhouse.
Mm.
Fruit cellar, I remember. Did you guys have a fruit cellar?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it?
The root vegetables was down in the pump house.
It was a pump house.
Downstairs, huh?
Uh-huh. Down in the pump house you went down.
Where'd you keep your bottles though?
Well,
in the basement. I remember
in the basement of the house. House is where we kept our bodies.
In the old house, what did you do?
In the old house? I don't know. Don't remember.
His grandma and grandpa had a root cellar.
Underneath their house?
No. It was just a root cellar by itself.
Oh.
You had a door, you had to open and go down in it, and it was probably, 10 feet down there.
Because at the brick house, I remember there was that one room there that she kept.
Kept her food in.
Kept all the fruit. Thing I remember about it is lots of jams,
mm-hmm.
and those bottles with the must have been pickles or with the onions and
mustard pickles.
Was that what that was?
Uh-huh, mustard pickles had lots of little baby onions in it and stuff, and was mm-hmm. really good. Gosh, I haven't even thought about mustard pickles. Since Mother's gone, we haven't had mustard pickles.
So what's a mustard pickle?
Well, you put dry mustard in your mix of pickles. You know, like Joan makes pickles, or you just have, but it had a mustard flavor in it, and it was good. And you put cauliflower and those little pearl onions and stuff in that, and that was really good.
And you need to eat the onions that way and stuff, mm-hmm. huh? That's what I remember about her fruit. There's lots of jam, but then those, I used to say mustard pickles.
Mustard pickles.
There's probably a lot of peaches and raspberries.
I'm sure there was, but that's what I remember is those mustard pickles.
It had these 5-gallon crocks with the pickles in. And you didn't, right at first, didn't put the pickles in jars. Just kept them right there in those crocks.
So it's just a brine that they were in?
Mm-hmm. If you wanted pickles, you just went down and got them.
Reached your hand in and got one?
Got one.
Hmm. So you didn't can them, so to speak,
no,
that way?
No, not years ago, not right at first. Then as you went into that room, my Grandpa Coleman had built Mother a flour bin. And it was big enough and it had a roll top. And you kept your flour down in there. You could keep 600-700 pound of flour.
Just loose or just dumped out in there or in sacks?
Yeah, dumped out in there.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you had your flour upstairs, a little flour bin upstairs. But you just bought your year supply of flour and put in that.
And so it kept okay? Didn't have problems with
no
bugs or anything like that?
You'd have weevil once in a while.
Have mm-hmm. weevils in there at all, or?
No, we never did have weevil. But it was cool down in the basement, wasn't it?
That's why.
And Kenneth has the Grandpa Tolman's flour bin.
Mm.
Joan has a cedar chest built by Grandpa Tolman that Aunt Lavon gave her. I don't know what she's got in it or anything. Mm-hmm. She's got it.
Well, so, do you remember your Grandpa Tolman at all?
No, both grandpas died before I was born.
So I was thinking he was pretty old. I mean, because mm-hmm. your mom was the youngest, one of the youngest, wasn't she?
She was the youngest.
She was the youngest.
Of the second wife.
She was the youngest of the second wife and mm-hmm. lived out in Income and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you never saw your grandpa, either of them?
Neither of them. Died before I was born.
When did Grandpa Tolman die? Grandma?
She died when I was 12.
Grandma, your Grandma Tolman?
My Grandma Tolman.
Every time I go to hotel, I go down Center Street.
Mm-hmm.
She points out where Grandma Tolman lived.
Mm-hmm.
The apartments are still there.
Then, of course, Margretha lived out.
Out in that little house.
In that little house. Was she out there all the time?
No. Mom and Dad bought, I don't know when they bought the house. Probably when Irwin was little. And she lived in the log cabin house.
Mm-hmm. Well, so was she, I mean, how long did she live out there on the farm? I assume she lived somewhere else when she was younger, or always when you were there, was she on the farm, or?
Yeah, she was always on the farm there with us. And
didn't she live there by Mullins?
No, that's where Mom and Dad lived.
Oh, that's, okay. She's always lived on that place, isn't
she? Yeah, she always lived
Okay, so so that was your Grandpa Allen's farm?
Yes, Ethan Allen's farm.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And then when Ethan died...
Because they moved there from Paradise, right?
Yeah, they moved up from Paradise, and it was already homesteaded mm-hmm. type thing. And they lived there. And then when Grandpa Allen died, Ethan died, she lived there for a while by herself in that house. But somewhere along the line, Mom and Dad bought the farm from her. Because mm-hmm. Mom and Dad lived where Mom's just past Scott's.
Okay.
Next place past Scott's.
Up the road there towards... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
And they lived there. And then when they moved down, I don't know when they built the little house for her to live in.
That's the one I remember, that little house out back.
Blue.
Yeah, the blue house. And
it was blue.
It was just kind of almost one room, wasn't it?
Well, they had a divider, so she had a bedroom.
Okay.
But you walked in that bedroom, and you had to scrunch up to get in the closet. I mean, it was not big. And in fact, I got a picture downstairs of her crocheting.
I hardly ever remember in that house.
Huh?
I don't think I have that picture.
I'll have to go down and get it.
Well, all right, we have to worry about today, but...
Yeah, because I used to have it in a frame and in the doily hanging over it, because it shows her crocheting the doily.
Is it the one I have then? That big?
No.
No?
Okay. This is a...
Another doily.
In fact, I was going to give you the diaries. Everybody probably wants the diary, her diaries, but I fit and thought and thought and thought. Jim won't do anything with them, and John will put them in because she didn't have running water.
At that little place?
In that little place, and I'd have to go over and fill her water bucket up every day.
So she lived in that how long then? Or?
All my life.
Oh, really? Just that little teeny little place, huh?
Because mm-hmm. Mom and Dad moved in the log cabin house and then built the new one.
6-0?
Uh-huh. What, how many?
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just set them there.
And then she crocheted that doily to go on Mother's table. And I've got a picture of her crochet, and I'll find that picture and get it to you.
So are the diaries in Norwegian?
No.
They're in English, okay.
They're in English, but not good English. She always spelled my name D-A-R-L-I-N.
Darlene?
Darlene.
Darlene?
And you're in there.
I'm in their diary? Mm-hmm. Heck, she died in 62. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was 5 or so when she passed away.
Yep.
I don't remember much about her.
She was in the nursing home.
Let's see, I don't...
Because she was in Lava, right? Or...
Yeah, she was in Lava. Hot Springs at a nursing home. For about at least a year.
Yeah, see, I don't remember much about her. I remember the house more than I remember her.
Yeah.
Well, it never went anywhere. It stayed.
Yeah, that's probably why. So it sounds like I was probably like 4 or something when she went.
They tear the house down, it's still there.
The house is
It's gone.
Down.
Long gone. Long gone.
Long gone. Because remember Dean parked his trailer over there.
So she was probably, I was probably 4 when she went in the nursing home then. Mm-hmm.
And
I don't remember much about her.
And her outhouse was out by the shanty. This old shanty. And her outhouse was so small, she had to back in.
Couldn't go in and turn around, huh?
Couldn't go in and turn around. And I'd have to go get her a bucket of water every day because that was her water. And she had a dipper. Long-handled. That's how she'd drink her water or get her stuff. She had a hot plate to cook on. And an oil stove.
When you think about house, I think growing up up there, it's that house that was a two-holer.
Two-holer.
Huh? Yep. I thought, well, how come two-holer?
Yeah, why would you want? Well, maybe kids. As many kids as she had, she could take 2 at a time.
I mean, it was one door with 2 holes in there?
Yeah.
Seems kind of strange today, doesn't it? Well, I guess, you know. It's...
You know, she had all these little kids. You could take 2 at a time in there. Mm-hmm. Or 2 of them have to go to the bathroom at the same time. Yeah. I used to keep a stash of matches in our outhouse because it smells so bad in the summer.
Uh-huh.
And I'd light matches so I could smell the...
When you went in, you'd light matches? It never went whoosh.
No.
Just so you smell.
You didn't have any toilet paper. You just had a magazine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it was double duty, reading and.
Yeah, double duty.
It was usually a catalog.
Catalog, like a Sears catalog or something. Mm-hmm.
Sears and Roebuck. What was the other one?
Montgomery Ward.
Yeah.
So you get the catalogs, and then they'd end up out there, huh?
Big catalogs. Everything they sold would be in them.
But I can remember toilet paper at the end in the outhouse. I remember I found a nest of mice, baby mice.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited to take them in to Mother. So these cute little pink mice. She didn't think they were very cute, and she made me go throw them down the toilet out in the outhouse, and I thought that was terrible, but that's what I did. But in the wash house, when we'd go to fishing in Wolverine, you'd come home and there'd be this real fine powder, dirt on the running boards and the bumpers and stuff. I'd gather that all up carefully in my tin can to make the best mud pies.
Oh, you take the dust from the running boards and make mud pies?
Yeah, because it was so smooth, you know, and everything. Uh-huh. It just made wonderful frosting, you know, for your mud pies. And I'd go in.
So how'd you make a mud? How'd you make the mud pies then?
Mud and water, dirt and water.
You just pour it in and. You have little pans or something?
I had little pans. And I could sneak in the wash house and get some bluing and have blue frosting.
What was the bluing?
Oh, bluing is what you put in the water to make your clothes white.
Like borax.
Is it borax or?
No, it was a little bottle and it was bluing.
Okay.
It was blue. Had a woman on the front.
And so you'd go in and sneak that.
And you just put a capful in your rinse water and it'd keep your clothes a little whiter.
Okay. And so you'd go and get some of that to make blue frosting?
Yeah, and I'd use flour for my frosting so I could color it. And then I'd make these mud pies and then you'd put them out and bake them.
In the sun?
Uh-huh. And then if Dad happened to go by, he'd come and eat some of my mud pie. Mmm, those are good pies, darling. You made the best cake. No, I had to play by myself. Make mud pies. That's how I remember
about it. You virtually grew up by yourself, didn't you?
Hmm?
You virtually grew up by yourself, mm-hmm. didn't you? Cass was way young.
Yeah, he's 7 years younger.
Dean was quite a bit older.
He's 6 years older.
So you were
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever.
So when you're 10, teenager. He's 16, and Kenneth's only 4 or something, huh?
Yeah, and Herm and Irwin done everything together, you know, 4-H and done scouts and done all our stuff together, run around together, work together.
Well, they wouldn't take a
little
tackle girl. It was more pronounced in those days than it would be today.
Not taking your little sister around with you?
Lana's only about 4 years younger than I am. She never was with me.
Never did anything with him?
Just like with two different families.
But she got to drive your car, didn't she? You wrecked it?
My car.
Yes, she took your car. And when she backed up, she got and clunked the fender.
I don't remember that.
So, what else did you do besides make mud pies for play and fun?
I had the old binder, which is a cuts the grain and the grain up and then ties it. Somebody had to sit in the back and help tie it. And then the shocks would fall down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would put them up and make little teepees mm-hmm. out of the shocks. There's a real good picture in one of the church Sunday school manuals, Relief Society Priesthood Manual. Really good picture of the binder, one of our early ones. I played on that binder for hours and hours because I could push pedals and had a place to lay my dolls on the canvas. And then I had stick horses that I rode, and one was Gounster.
Gounster?
Gounster was my stick horse, and I rode my stick horse a lot.
I can't remember that binder.
Huh?
I can't remember the binder.
You can't remember the binder?
So you rode your stick horse all over the farm?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You'd go get them off the cottonwood trees.
So it'd just be a stick? You didn't have a head or anything? Or just...
No, just a stick. And you left the leaves on the back for his tail, and then you'd have a little switch so you could switch.
Switch him to make him go?
Make him go. Yep. I rode Gounster a lot.
Where'd you get the name Gounster?
I don't know. That's just what his name was.
Hmm.
If I had to take something to Dad out at the end of the field, I'd ride my horse so much faster.
Faster on your horse than walking, huh?
I remember doing that, too.
You rode your stick horse, didn't you?
I rode a stick horse.
It was recyclable. You'd get a new one every day.
Just from the willow trees? Or the
cottonwoods? Yeah, from the cottonwood trees. We had two big cottonwoods out by the old longhouse. They had to come down when they built the new house. So you had to find different stick horses, huh?
That straw don't reach clear to the bottom, does it? I thought it did.
Yeah, it does. Okay. You can't put your mouth on the cup, can you? Nothing to drink out of it. But you didn't have a lot of toys or anything. You just made up your own fun.